with merry crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns the music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing o'er the grave, and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to death may die.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
This is the fourth Sunday of Easter, also commonly known as Good Shepherd Sunday, because the gospel and the readings always point to God and Christ as shepherd. As we gather, we know that it is incredibly important in the Easter season to be reminded that we journey with Christ and one another, and the risen one is truly present among us. And so we're reminded of that connection in Christ and with one another through our baptism. Lord our God, in your mercy, be present to your people's prayers. For we recall the wondrous work of our creation and still greater the work of our redemption. Graciously bless this water and bless us with this water. You've created water to make our fields fruitful, to refresh and cleanse our bodies. You made water the instrument of your mercy. Through water, you freed your people from slavery and quenched their thirst in the desert. Through water, the prophets proclaimed the new covenant that you entered upon with the human race. And last of all, through water, Christ made holy in the Jordan, you have renewed our corrupt nature in the bath of regeneration. Therefore, may this water be for us a memorial of the baptism we have received. Grant that we who share in the gladness of all of our sisters and brothers who have been baptized at Easter and have received this sacrament through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Capacity or the infinite. This is who you are. This is who I am. This is who you are. This is who I am. Eternally known, chosen of God. Oh,
Gathering our prayers, let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, lead us to share in the joys of heaven so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before. For he lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all of the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord.
Our responsorial psalm is "The Stone Rejected by the Builders," and it can be found on the inside back cover of your hymnal.
Become the cornerstone. rejected by the builders, has become the cornerstone. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. A stone rejected by builders has become the cornerstone. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. The stone which the builders rejected has become a cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness endures forever. A stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do not know when it is revealed, but we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure at some point in our life, when we were given a challenge, we might have said to ourselves, I got this. Maybe we're in high school and heading up to a test that was coming up, or in college. Or maybe there was a big game coming up and you wanted to play your best. Or maybe you were challenged with some health issues. Or maybe coming up to a point where you had to care for a parent. Or maybe the death of one. But you say to yourself, I got this. And we have a tendency to rely on our own strength to get us through those times. And sometimes we do succeed, but sometimes we don't. And we fail miserably. Because we have a tendency to rely on our own strength and not God's. But we heard in today's gospel reading that he is the good shepherd, and he's willing to lay his life down for us. And we think of what that shepherd is that he's willing to go out and save us, save the one, if need, to care for us, and to lead us on that journey together to heaven. But to really know the sheep, the shepherd must really get into the folds of caring for the sheep, to know them by name, know them by looking, and the sheep know his voice. And we too are like his sheep. He cares for each and every one of us. He knows each and every one of us. And he's willing to come down here to spend time with us, to lead us on that journey in life. But like so many times, we have failed, and we can say that's almost like the stink of life, our sinfulness, our fallen nature. But he is willing to come down, see us in that nature, lift us up, and carry us on his shoulder. Think of how many times in our own lives that we helped other people. We think of the Good Shepherd, we think of Jesus Christ himself. And then going down from there, we have the Pope, who cares for the Church Universal, and then the bishops of our diocese, and our dear pastors in our own parish, that help us along the way in those troublesome times and the glory times, to lead us to that wonderful journey in our life to go to heaven. But it just doesn't stop there. The Good Shepherd still continues on in the work of each one of us. Think of the parents, community leaders, friends. We all can be good shepherds and use the model of the great Good Shepherd, of our Lord Jesus Christ, to help each other in the time of need. Sometimes we fail to see those great shepherds in our lives that help us along the way or pick us up when we need it. A good shepherd will don't mind the stink of our lives, but willing to extend a helping hand to help us along the way. But again, we sometimes fail to see those good people in our lives. But when we do, we should never be short of showing our gratitude for them. Gratitude for those people in our lives that do help us along the way. I'm sure we've all heard that one little poem about footprints in the sand. And I'm not going to repeat it because I don't know it. I'll be honest. But I know the ending. That those times we have trouble in our lives and we look back in the sand and we only see one set of footprints. And we think that God has abandoned us. God is not near us, especially in our troubled time when we're struggling. And we look back and we only see one set of footprints. But it's in those one set of footprints where He is carrying us along that journey. He is always here for us, and He gives us Himself to us, especially in the Eucharist. He's willing to give Himself to us to nourish us, to strengthen us in our lives, so we can take that journey together to join Him in that heavenly banquet. Just always remember those people in our lives to help us along the way with much affection and gratitude and love, just as the Good Shepherd has shown to us.
Together we profess one faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We journey together with the Good Shepherd, trusting His resurrected presence among us. We bring these needs and petitions.
Our response this evening is, Risen Lord, hear us. That God will continue to protect and bless our Shepherd Francis and all those who have been called by God to lead His flock. We pray.
Risen Lord, hear us.
That in prayer, we listen for the voice of Christ so that we will recognize it and follow him. We pray.
Risen Lord, hear us.
That Jesus' flock at Mary, Queen of Peace, know ever more deeply that we are never alone as we strive to follow the Good Shepherd. We pray.
Risen Lord, hear us.
That as an Easter people, we hold firm to our belief that God can redeem all evil, no matter how big, overwhelming, or hopeless. We pray.
Risen Lord, hear us.
That as we celebrate Earth Day this week, we take to heart the hands that call to care for the earth as stewards and not mindless consumers. We pray.
Hear us, Lord, hear us.
For our beloved dead and those who this week have entered the embrace of God's love, remembering especially Michael Ciccone, Michelle Stahl, and Dolores Foley. We pray.
Risen Lord, hear us.
We remember Rita Zola and all the intentions present on the altar, along with those we hold in the silence of our hearts. We pray.
Risen Lord, hear us.
And calling on the loving intercession of our patron and mother, we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Our offertory hymn is number 35, Psalm 23, Shepherd Me, O God, number 35.
Shepherd me, O God.
Pray, sisters and brothers, my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all of his holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we would always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be cause for unending joy, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is right and just, our duty and our salvation, all times to acclaim you, but this time above all, Lord, to praise you more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him, the children of light rise to eternal life. The halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to his faithful. His death is our ransom from death. In his rising, the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land and every people exalt and praise. We join the heavenly powers and angelic host, singing together the unending hymn of your glory as we acclaim. Indeed, holy to be glorified, O God, for you love the human race and you always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst, when we're gathered by his love, and when, as he once did for his disciples and so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, send forth your Holy Spirit, sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The day he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, Holy Father, we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection and whom you've seated at your right hand. We proclaim the work of your love until he comes again. We offer you the bread of life, the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on this oblation of your church, which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us. By the power of the Spirit of your love, may we be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son in whose body and blood we have communion. Lord, renew your church here at Mary Queen of Peace Parish, the Diocese of Pittsburgh, our country, and our world. Renew it by the light of the gospel. Strengthen the bonds of unity between the faithful and the pastors of the people, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, that we may stand in a world torn by strife as a people who shine forth as a prophetic sign of unity and concord. Remember all of our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, all the dead whose faith you alone know. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection, give them fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we will come to the eternal dwelling place to live with you forever, in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the apostles, the martyrs, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we may exalt and praise you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Trusting the shepherd will lead us to the Father and to the kingdom at the Savior's command, formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from all evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord, in your resurrection, you came to your apostles and said, "Peace be with you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, for you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other some sign of Christ's peace.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Look upon your flock, kind shepherd, and be pleased to settle in eternal pastures the sheep you have redeemed by the precious blood of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the blessings of Almighty God be upon you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go forth, the Mass is ended. Go and glorify the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God.
Please join us in singing number 853 for our closing hymn, All People That on Earth Do Dwell, number 853.